Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm continuing my series of interviews with the ladies of the Perry Public Library. Today, we'll be talking with Deputy Library Director Misty Von Barron about the Young Adult Summer Reading Program, as well as getting the initial thoughts of Library Director Mary Murphy about the adult program. This is part two of a three-part interview. Well, let's bring in our next guest. That is Misty Von Barron, the Deputy Library Director and the organizer of the Young Adults Summer Reading Program. You know, you said it's not teens, it's young adults, but...
Yeah, well, they just don't like to be called kids.
Yeah, they don't like to be calling kids or teens.
Yeah, teens are okay, but they prefer young adults.
All right, so same question that I kind of asked Suzanne. I guess, how did you feel like your summer reading program went this year?
Good. Like with Suzanne, my numbers were up. I had over 70 registered for the entire program, which is really good. And then with my weekly programs, which is what I really like to gauge things on, is, you know, how many teens are coming in each week. And those numbers were really good. I averaged, you know, anywhere from 15 or so teens to come to a program every week. And that's pretty good for a library to get those young adults in there, you know, in the middle of the summer into a library. So I'm very thrilled. I had a great core group of participants and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I remember in our last conversation, Mary mentioned that while you don't have the numbers that Suzanne has, you have very consistent attendance.
I do have very consistent attendance. For example, I had 19 teens at my finale the other night. So that was, I was amazed. And I just love seeing their little faces come in. So,
all right. Well, I guess, what are some of the highlights from this year? I know you had a lot of great programs. What are some of your favorites?
I usually do a mystery program every year. I always enjoy doing those. And the kids really enjoy it because I like to throw in some, it's a kit that I get, and then I'll throw in some additional fake clues to kind of make it a little bit harder. And it's really fun to watch them work together in groups. I put them together in like three different groups so that they work together. And it's just fun to watch them try to examine the evidence and talk to each other and sort out, you know, why they think so-and-so was the killer or whatever. And so it's just fun to watch them interact and be social. And I think that's one of the things that the teen and the young adult program is able to offer, is that it's not just about reading. It's not just about, you know, logging numbers. It's about getting those kids into the library and offering them additional entertainment or, you know, space to be themselves or just to hang out with their friends and find a nice, comforting space that they can go and have fun. So I really love the murder mystery ones. And then my finale, this is my second year that I've done this, and the kids absolutely love it. We do an after hours at the library. So library doors are locked. The kids and the teens are in there. And like I said, I had 19 this past Friday. We do pizza. We had Nerf wars. They made friendship bracelets. We had an escape room, which was really, really hard. The thing that they love the most is just being in the library in an area where they're normally not there. You know, the lights are kind of half on, half off. And they like to look at, like, the biggest thing is they look at the security camera and they get on the intercom system and they'll look at what the other kids are doing and they'll say, "Dylan, put down the pizza," on the intercom system. And so it's just so much fun to see them have the freedom to come into the library and, like, take it as their own. And I want that feeling to come across, that they are welcome there and that come and be yourselves.
All right. So with the summer reading program now over, what do you have on the horizon for the coming months?
Well, August, nothing, because August is like, you know, we take a break, because like Friday I was there for like 14 hours. So I was telling you earlier, it's kind of like planning a wedding. It's like you go through like all this plan and prep and you're so excited. And then it's like gone in an instant. Like this 8 weeks has just gone by so quickly. But yeah, we've got space going on for next year. So we've been talking about what we're going to do for next year. And since the teens and the young adults love my after hours so much, I've decided that I'm going to do those more frequently throughout the year rather than just having it as a finale. They just, you know, they just love that. So I'm going to accommodate my kids and let them come to the library more often on Friday nights.
Well, I'm sure they'll like that. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
I just also wanted to thank our sponsors. I was fortunate that I received a $1,500 grant from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, which is a huge component of my funding, in addition to the Friends of the Perry Public Library. And so without them, we, like Suzanne said, we wouldn't be able to offer the quality of programming that we're able to do. So really appreciate all of our sponsors.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Misty. Now, last but not least, we bring in Library Director Mary Murphy. Now, you are in charge of the Adult Summer Reading Program. So same question that I asked the other two. How do you feel like it went?
It went well. I was going to attempt to count the book reviews that we have, because when you sign up for the Adult Summer Reading Program, you get these small prizes by doing book reviews. And then you get every book review after that. You still get to put it in for the grand prizes, and it's over 600. It's a lot. And when our Wowbrary that we have our email alert on Wednesdays, we feature one of those reviews. And so it's kind of cool, because they come in online, that you can either do it in person in paper and pencil or have the online reviews. And I know, I'm like, oh, that'd be a good book to read, or not going to try that one. So it's really interesting to see the book reviews that come in. And the people that won the grand prizes, which was an overnight stay at the Hotel Patti and a Kindle and the $50 in Perry Bucks, they were new names this year. And so I was really thrilled with that. And the person who won the Kindle was really, really happy. And her boys were really, really happy. So they were thrilled for mom, because I think they had plans for that Kindle. So, yeah, Build a Better World was a great theme. It could go all over the place. And having the Kids Fest and the sponsors of the Kids Fest kick off the program, it turned out really well this year.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Misty Von Baron and Mary Murphy. This has been part two of a three-part interview. Listen Monday for part three. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.